SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, JIS honors retirees and long-serving staff. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a tip for the new year. Let's go Roundabout JA. The Jamaica Information Service, JIS, celebrated its retirees and long-service staff during its annual Christmas soiree on Saturday, December 19. The honorees included editorial supervisor Veronica Campbell, having served 46 years, administrative assistant to the Deputy Chief Executive Officer, Calpurnia Campbell, who has also served 46 years, managing editor Godfrey Barnes, 33 years, marketing executive Philippia Phillips, 25 years, and photographer and information officer at the Montego Bay office, Glennis Alexander Rose, 20 years. Former Montego Bay Regional Manager Brian Miller, who retired last year, was also recognized for his 24 years of service. Chief Executive Officer CEO of the JIS, Donna Marie Rowe, lauded the honorees for their dedication and service to the agency. She also lauded 11 other staff members who were recognized for their service of 25 years or more. Responding on behalf of the retirees, Mr. Rose expressed gratitude for the privilege of being celebrated while still alive.
It is my great pleasure on your behalf to say thanks for the recognition that we have received this afternoon. You have allowed us as awardees to smell the roses while we are alive.
He encouraged his colleagues to live up to the golden summary of life that says, as to the past, live a record of gratitude. As to the present, a record of service, and as to the future, a record of trust. Long service awards were also presented to Hazel Christie for her 38 years of service, Victor Johnson for his 33 years, Rosalie Marshall Fraser for her 29 years, Orville Roger Hutchinson, Maxine Schroeder, Elaine Johnson and Paul Johnson for their 28 years, Nigel Francis and Charles Wright for 27 years, Donovan Patterson, 26 years, and Marie Gordon, 25 years.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here is a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
If you feel extremely tired or as if you're about to doze off, don't drive. For long trips, have a relief driver who can take over if you become tired or sleepy. If there's no relief driver, pull over in a well-lit and safe area, take a power nap, and restart your journey. A road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
Jamaica needs your help to achieve first world status by 2030. Vision 2030 is the country's first long-term national development plan, which will put Jamaica in a position to achieve developed country status in another 15 years. This means the country will have the kind of investor-friendly society and economy that makes it the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. So, catch the vision. Play your role. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to find out more. Now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
I remember moonshine nights, especially. We used to go out. We used to play little games, especially this one. Ship sail, sail fast. How many men? And it's a game like this where we shell off the grains, put it in your hand, fold it up, and then you say to that person, ship sail, sail fast, how many men? And the person must tell you how many men. If it's 4 or 5, if they get the answer right, then you give them the grains of corn. If not, they will have to give you a maple. I'm from St. Anne.
And here's today's tip for the new year. Ask a family member or close relative what character traits they think you should develop or improve. It may help make you a better person. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palma, I am Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.